So today is Daf Lamed Vav. We're in Lamed Hey Amed Beis. A few lines from the bottom, three lines from the bottom by Tashma. So we're in the middle of the Machlokas between Levi and Rav as to whether or not the woman has two Mayanos, two springs, I guess, or one spring. Meaning, according to Rav, there is only one Mayan. The blood flows only from one source. Sometimes the Torah said the blood from that source is Tameh. Sometimes the Torah says the blood from that source is Tahar. As opposed to Levi, who says there are two Mayanos. There are two sources. There are two springs, I guess, where blood flows from. One spring sets forth Tameh blood. And one spring sets forth Tahar blood. And that's what happens. That's what happens. After a Leda, the Tameh blood, after a while, stops. And then the Tahar blood continues. It doesn't mean that it's just the same blood. It's from different sources. So now the Gemara is bringing proofs to Rav. So Tashma, let's bring a roof to Rav. It's from the Braisa, that says in the Pasuk, by the woman giving birth, right? Ishakis Hazriya, a woman gives birth, the Yalda Zachar, she gives birth to a male, the Tama Shivas Yamim, she's Tame for 7 days, he may nidas divosa titma. So what's the word divosa titma? We already said she's Tama Shivas Yamim, he may nida. So what do you have to mean, divosa titma? What do you learn from those extra words? So the Bryce is going to learn out three rules. Well, that's how you learn out three rules from one word. They worked that out. So Devosa Titma, which means what? Lerabos as Boala. That comes to include someone who's Boel a Yoledes, that he's just as Talmud as if he's Boel Nida. Same dins would apply. Devosa Titma, the extra words Devosa Titma also comes to teach us. Lerabos Halelos. That comes to include the nights as well. That even at night she is Tame. I guess how the meter was. Rashi says, L'rabos as halelos kiyamim, delo tema yamim ksiv. It says, because it says, shivas yamim, 7 days. So maybe you had a havamim that night should be tar. I don't know what that havamim is. It says yamim a lot of times. Why here yamim, you would have had a havamim to say that only means, that yamim only means days and not nights. But it comes to include the nights as well. And the third one, devosa titma, l'rabos hayoledes bezov. Tell us the case of a woman who's yoledes while she is a zava. Well, actually, we're going to have to finally get to that case in the Mishnah Lamed Beis. But just for now, that means that she's Yoledes during the time period that she's actually a Zava, which means that she has to, not only does she have Yemei Tumah, she also has to count Shiva Nekiyim. So let's say she has, let's say for a Zava, she's supposed to be Tumah for 7 days, but she keeps seeing blood for another 7 days, she doesn't have Yemei, she doesn't start her, she's not Tahor, deal with Tahor, she's not Tahor, she's still considered Tumah until she has the Shiva Nekiyim. So she's Yoledes Bezov. Which you have to say that she has to sit 7 days, seven clean days, and only after the seven clean days will her Yumei Tohar begin. So Bishma L'Rav, this Bryce is understandable according to Rav, who says the Amar Mayan Echad, who says that she all blood flows from one source. That's why you need seven clean days. Why? Because the original, the blood is coming from Mayan Tamei. And the Torah is not considered this dam to be tahor until she counts seven clean days. She needs seven clean days before it can start. But according to Levi, the Amar Shnei Mayanos Hein, according to Levi, who says that they come from two sources, two different sources, Lameli Shiva. Why does a Yoledes Mizav need to count seven Nekiyim? Bim Masha Husagya. It should be enough that she should have a little bit of a stoppage between the Riyos. All right, and then, meaning, let her, she's a Yoledes Bezov, fine. So she has her 7 days of Tumah. Let her have, if she just stops bleeding, say for a certain time period, well, that means she's stopped from that Mayan, and she's picking up now from the new Mayan. Well, that new Mayan is Tahar blood. So she's no longer Tumah, meaning everything she touches now is not going to be Tumah anymore. Because we know for a fact, according to Levi now, that this new blood is Tahar blood, because she stopped. The old Tameh blood closed up. The new Tahor blood is source is coming out, and therefore she should be she should not be Tameh. Rashi says.
Even if it's one source,
the Torah is saying it doesn't turn into Tahor blood until you count 7 days. According to Levi, you can't say that.
I say that. So even so, let's say that he's right.
Why not?
You still need the 7 days.
You don't. You only need 7 days now that she can go to the mikvah and be mutter to her husband. But the blood itself.
You do need 7 days. 7 days is from the time that the Tameh blood stops.
Fine. So now that she's bleeding. No, but she needs 7 days to make herself tummy, but the tahor, but the blood itself is gonna be is tahor blood. So if that blood touches anything, contract tumah. According to Rav, that blood still continues to be tummy blood until she has shiva nikiyam. According to Levi, that's not tummy blood. That's tahor blood. There's maybe for her from her original zav. Levi, Rav says in order for her to begin her yumei tahora. In order to begin Yemei Tohar, you have to have Shiva Nikiyam. According to Levi, no. I know for a fact now this is Tahar blood. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Elo Levi Mashu Sage, Vitivshuk Mashu Achar Shvuayim Dinistam, Hatame Vitamtim Shiva Vititvol. Not only that, Rashi's saying that what happens? So she stops for that minute, moment in time. Now she has Tahar blood coming. According to Levi, that's going to count for her Shiva Nikiyam.
I understand that. I'm talking from a practical aspect. No, she goes over there, she sees blood.
Okay, fine. So here's the case. Here's the case. She's Yoledes Bezav.
Yes.
Okay? She's Yoledes Bezav. Her week passes. A week of Jemei Tumah passes. Then she breaks for 2 hours. And then she continues to see blood for 7 days. According to Rav, she can only start counting Shiva Nikiyam after that second 7 days. According to Levi, once she stops seeing blood, the blood that's coming out now is Tahar blood. Those days will count for her Shiva Nikiyam. So she will be Tahar 7 days before Rav will be Tahar. Rav doesn't believe in Tahar blood unless he knows that you've stopped. According to here, he's saying that you need Shiva Nikiyam to know for a fact that you've now moved from Tahar blood to Tameh blood. The Torah doesn't consider this Tahar blood until you have Shiva Nikiyam, because it's all coming from the same source.
I understand.
According to Levi, it's automatically Tahar blood because it came from a different source. So once I've stopped for a few moments, that blood is Tahar blood. So that's going to count as my Shiva Nikiyam.
I understand.
Practice,
does that work?
What do you mean practice, does that work? Mizman is dead? No, because every blood we see.
No,
according to Levi, it would work. According to Levi, if she sees her week passes after she gives birth to a man, a boy, and then she stops for a couple hours, and then she starts seeing blood again, that is blood is Tohar blood. And that the days that she's seeing her Tohar blood is gonna count for her Shiva Nikiyam. Alright, Ella Levi, don't understand my name saying Lamli Shiva the Mashu Sagya. So Levi answers, Enochanami, the Hafikamar is what the Bryson means to say. All she has to do is have a little bit of a break, so therefore the next blood that comes out is going to be Tahar blood. And Yalla Shiva Nikiyam. And then the next 7 days are going to count for her Shiva Nikiyam. Okay, so that's not necessarily a raya against Levi. Tashma, we have another raya for Rav and Likash and Levi. Again, we have the concept of an Ishus Misulekas Damim. If she doesn't see blood, we said for three periods, which is 90 days, then she has a kind of dayashata. She's not metamim pidla meisleis, dayashata. Only from here going forward, that's what we're going to say that she is metamim anything. Right? So a mu'uberes and a minekas are who don't see blood for three onos, and then afterwards she sees the blood, she's not metamim truma vitaros that she's touched beforehand. She's only metamim from now going forward. And we don't have any chash of Bria beforehand. So Yimei Ibura, but we combine the time periods. Combine her nursing time and her pregnancy time. So you need 3 months. Yimei Ibura Olim La Yimei Minikusa. And Yimei Minikusa Olim La Yimei Ibura. So Ketzad, let's read the Gemara and then we'll talk about it. Ketzad, Hefsika Shtai Yimei Ibura. For 2 months during her pregnancy, she did not see. Ve'achas Yimei Minikusa. And 1 month during her nursing period time. And Shtayim Meini Kusa Achaz Meibura Achaz Omechsa Meibura Achaz Omechsa Meimika Olim La Lishlosh Onos. That count for 3 onos, and therefore she would not be metameis Ela Mishasri Yisrael B'lai. Question they also saw the Gemara and Daf Yud is how is it possible that she can be pregnant for 2 of the months, and then 1 month of nursing, and she's going to be clean for three onos passed without her seeing blood, she's just gave birth. She definitely saw blood when she gave birth. The Gemara there answered with an answer that either it was like a dry birth, which was tough for us to understand. Either it was a dry birth, or we said no. You may need the bavad and you may lay the bavad. Two different types of blood. They may need them, they may lay them. They don't count. And they don't count as seeing blood. But so you see, they can mix and match together. So now, Bishlam al Rav. This Bryson makes sense according to Rav the Amar, who says Mayan Echad Hu, that all the tahar blood and tummy blood flow from the same source. And the Torah says sometimes it's tummy, sometimes it's tahar. So Mishum Haki Bai Hefsek. This is why after she gives birth, she would have to have, she needs to have shalosh onos. She would have to wait 3 onos, because the base of the Gemara is saying, like Rashi says, Mishlam al Rav, the Amrei Nachas Mishum Hachi, Meuberes, says Meuberes, she's Chila Lahafsik. Right? She's pregnant, and she stops seeing blood. Okay? The Yalda, she gives birth, Tzrich Lahashim Gimel Onos. She needs to complete the Gimel Onos. She needs another month. She had 2 months before. She needs another month afterwards. Shelo Tira Achle Daklum. She shouldn't see it for another month after giving birth. Vidam Leda Lo Mafsik Lashalos Onos, Kedarminu Perakam, that we just said. Aval Achar Leda Ichazi, if she sees blood after she gives birth, Lo Hishnim Gimel Onos. It's not going to say that she stopped seeing blood. So I understand why I need 3 onos. Because again, in order to be completely certain that she stopped seeing tamei blood, there has to be this hefsek of shalosh onos. According to Levi, who says that there's 3 mayanos, the 2 separate 3, there are 2 mayanos, there are 2 sources of the blood, right? Lamili hefsek shalosh onos, b'mafshu sagi. Why does she need that third time? Let's say she was 2 months pregnant and now 1 month of nursing. Why does she need a full month when she's nursing that can be considered of no seeing? If she, again, the same thing. If she stops seeing blood for a minute, then the next days should count, because that is tahar blood. That tahar blood is if she's not seeing blood. The same thing as if her nose bled. But what, this that's what it is. It's like a nosebleed now. But it doesn't make a difference. So therefore, she had the 2 months when she's pregnant. She gave birth and then whatever, it doesn't count because of the Gemara and Daf Yud. Then she stopped seeing blood again for a little bit, and now she's seeing more blood. That blood is tahar blood. That's nosebleed blood. That still counts. That should still count for that should count for the calculation for being considered mishlak as damim. So the Gemara says, "Ein nachanami haki kamar tzricha shetifsok b'mashu." She just has to stop for a little bit so it's from seeing kedei sheyalu. So that the blood that she sees during the Meitara, even though she's seeing blood, is considered a nosebleed, and therefore they will count for the Shalosh Onos. Why does she have to completely, according to Levi, she doesn't have to completely stop seeing blood? Because that blood is Tahar blood. That's nosebleed blood. There's no difference. According to Rav, she would have to have a complete cessation of blood in order for it to count as a time period of an Ono of not seeing blood. Right. It does sound similar. I don't know. That's what they bring down in the Gemara there. They don't talk about Levi in that Gemara. But you're right. It does sound that it sounds a little bit like a raya to Levi. You have Dam Nida, which is Tamei, and Dam Leda, which is Tahar, which sounds like Levi, but ain't nothing on it. Tashma. And I'm going to bring a raya, or try to bring a raya for Levi. Okay. The Mishnah on Dav Beis, the Machlokas Tanoim. If a woman sees blood, whether she's mitames rak mishadri yisov eilef, according to the Sham, it's from here going forward, or that we are choshesh that she's tamei meis leis 24 hours ago, and then there was a chachamim who said that it's either meis leis mekida mekida. So b'shavim, but everyone agrees by yoledes. Everyone agrees b'roa achar dam tohor dayashata. Let's say the Yoledes, she finishes her Tahor period, whatever it's 81 days or 41 days, she finishes on day 81 or day 41, so she finished, and on that day she sees blood. So everyone agrees that in that case, we don't look back 24 hours, it's only Dayashata, because all the blood before it, everyone agrees, was the Beit Tohar. So it doesn't make a difference. Everyone agrees to Dayashata. So the Gemara then says, Bishlama Levi, this is good according to Levi, the Amar Shnei Mayanos Haim, who says that they're two springs, Mishim Hachi Dayashata. That is why Dayashata in this case. Why? Let's think about it. So she had she saw blood on day 80. But that was Tahar blood. She sees blood on day 81. That's Tamei blood. Dayashata. So I don't care about the blood from day 80. Why do I care about the blood from day 80? That was Tahar blood. So Dayashata and this blood over here going forward. But Elul Rav, the Amr Mayan Echadu, which says it all flows from the same source, on my Dayashata. Why does everyone agree that in this case it's Dayashata? Titame me'es le'es. We should say that that it's a retroactive period of 24 hours. Because she's, this is going to be tough, because we say that she's chuchsuk to see Damin. She's already seeing Damin. But I don't know, at this point in time, I don't see why it's a Shailon Rav. At this point in time, it's already tahor blood. We know it's tahor blood. Right? Day 80 is tahor blood. Day 81 is tamei blood. That's the way it works. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says. The person's tummy is the cause of the blood. No, even if she sees blood during the Yemei Tohar.
Doesn't magically just turn over.
What do you mean?
She has to be turned over from 79 to 80.
On day 79, she's day 80, 81.
She's still bleeding.
Right.
At 79. And it's day 80.
If she's still bleeding at day 80, she's also Tohar. If the changeover is from 80 to 81.
I don't know.
So she's still bleeding. Yeah, but on day 80 it was Tahar blood. On day 81,
it doesn't magically change over. We're assuming that there's a stop in between.
So that's what he's saying with Rav is. So Rav, therefore, retroactively, she should still be tummy.
Right.
Okay. So the Gemara says Dileka. No, but the Gemara doesn't answer like that. The Gemara answers Dileka Shehus, that there was no time period, right? Dileka Shehus, right? Rashi says Kagon Sharasa be responding to Echad Miyad. Dileka Lemeinim Eis Leis. Tafilu Havim Esmoki Eha Idna the base Chitzon Dam Tahru. Rashi, in this case, if she sees a continuous flow, that's the answer. If it's a continuous flow, then I don't have my ace lace. Because even if I go, let's say I go back my ace lace.
You can't keep going back.
It's ultimate. You can't keep going back. You only go back a 24-hour period. 24 hours ago, when she just saw blood, it was tahor blood. But that seems to be the answer, that it was tahor blood. So the Gemara says, well, Kavan, to tell me Pekid Lepkida, why do you have to go back my ace lace? Better do Pekid Lepkida. Well, actually, let's do to the previous checking. So Gemara says the kavim eis leis lekam pin pkid nami lo gazur barabanan. You only can have in pkid lepkida if you have a concept of eis leis. Since there's no concept of eis leis here, because the previous blood 24 hours ago were tahor blood, we don't have the concept of pkid lepkida. There's no the rabbanan don't make the gezera of pkid lepkida unless you have the concept of eis leis. Eis leis doesn't have it's nonsensical here. Eis leis, because 24 hours before it was tahor blood. So you can't have a concept of eis leis. Therefore, you don't have a concept of Mipkida. Okay. So now the Gemara is trying to bring another raya to Rav. Tashma. Yoledes bezov. Okay. So a woman gave birth. We saw this yesterday. We had a bryson. A woman gave birth while she's a zava. She safra. So she counted a shiva nekiyim. Right. Below tavla. But she didn't. She wasn't togel. Right. Virasa. And now she sees blood during Yemei Tohar. So basically, she gave birth as a zav. Okay, she had to wait 7 days for the boy, and she has to wait 7 days shivan akiyam. So she gave birth as a zav. 7 days later, she stops seeing. So she had her shivan akiyam, and it all ends up on the same side. And then what happens? She doesn't go to mikvah. She's supposed to go to mikvah because she was a zava, but she doesn't go to mikvah, right? And then birasa. Now she sees blood on day 8 or 9, which is during the time of her tara, right? So we said this. I'm a chokos bei shamai and bei hillel. Hachol bei shamai shitasan. Beishamai said that the blood over here is only tamei when it is moist and not when it's dry, right? It's a zera, because in the Torah it's not tamei at all, right? Because they say it's in the Bayistam Yoledes, so it's not tovel. It's a zera derabanan, but Yoledes is not tovel. The dam Torah is still matamei derabanan, but only when it's moist, not when it's dry. And Beis Hillel say shitasam, which means that this blood is completely considered tamei, because Beis Hillel says in order to become tamei, what you need is yamim and tvila. And here you didn't have tvila, so it's still considered tamei blood. So bishlam al rav, this brayso makes sense to rav, the amar mayan echanu, that it all comes from one source, mishum hachi metamei lachu yavish. You go into shita beis shamai. This is why beis hillel says the blood is completely tamei, and that's why it's metamei even if it's dry, because, right, because according to them, the Torah says you only have the changeover from viewing this as tam, from according to Levi, it's a complete changeover. According to Rav, you have to view it as a changeover. You only view the changeover according to Beis Hillel if you had a shivan akiyim plus you went to mikvah. Here you didn't go to mikvah, so there's no. It's not viewed as a changeover. The Torah says this is still tamei. Then if it's still tamei, then it's going to be matamei whether it's dry or it's moist. Elo Levi, the Amar Shnei Mayanosheim. According to Levi, who says that it comes from two sources, amai matamei lafayavish. Why, according to Beis Hillel, does this blood still matamei from lach miyavish? You're worried about changing over? It's automatic. Once you hit Yemei Tohar, this blood for a fact is tahor blood. It changed over by itself. It's the old spring closed up and the new one opened up. This is a nosebleed, and therefore this has to be tahor blood. So how are you possibly telling me that it's going to be that it's tamei midaraisa? It can't be tamei midaraisa. This is clearly tahor blood. So this is a big shaila on Levi. So Amalek Levi, two answers. Another Amri Kitana de Shavyan. Shavin. I hold like the previous Brisa, right? The previous Brisa who said was more of a riot to Levi, and that Rav gave that answer of Lech Shahus. I hold like that Brisa, which was a riot to me, when this Brisa is it holds like Rav. Rav holds like this Brisa, meaning it's a Machlokos and the Brisos as to whether or not it's Mayan Echad or Shnei Mayanos. That's a difficult answer because we don't want to set up Machlokos and Brisos. Levi's basically say, Ein Lachanami. This Brisa with Beis Hillel essentially proves Rav that there's only one Mayan. But I have the previous Brisa, which Rav had an answer B'tochik, and I'm going to hold like that Brisa, which proves that it comes from Shtei Mayanos. So that sets up a Machlokos in the Brisos. V'ibai Seima, another answer you can say in order to avoid a Machlokos in the Brisa, but then you end up with another problem, you end up with Nokimta. V'ibai Seima, Bishofas, that it's Shofas, that's complete flow. That there's a complete flow of blood from her Yumei Tumah into Yumei Tara, and in this case, right, if there's a complete flow, then there has to be a time period to close up. If there's a complete flow, there's no cessation of blood, then we say that's the original spring, it's the original Mayan, and never closed up, and that's why the blood is still Tameh Midoraisa, because it never closed up. We never got to the Tahor spring, the Tahor Mayan. But that's very difficult, because the Gemara says, the Brisa says, she suffered, she kept the Shivanakiya. If she counted Shiva Nakiyam, how is it possible that there was no cessation of blood? It doesn't make sense. Either there is cessation of blood, or she counts Shiva Nakiyam, and there's no cessation of blood. So the Gemara says, Vahasafra Katani, it says Vahasafra. The Gemara says, Hacha, Bioledis, let's read it, and then we'll figure it out. Bioledis, Nikeva, Bizobaskinon, the Shua Kama Paska, Vashua Basra Lo Paska. What happens is that she gives birth to a female. Female now has 14 days of Yumei Tuma. So the first week after she gives birth, she did not see blood. So she stopped, and she had her Shiva Nikiyam. Then the second week, she sees blood continuously into the third week. So the Tameh blood never stopped, but she still had Shiva Nikiyam. And Levi's going to hold, Yimei Leidasa She'ein Roa Behen Olin Lala Sphiris L'Zvasa. Levi's going to hold that you can have your Shiva Nikiyam even during the Yimei Tumah. Because she didn't see blood. You have this 14-day window period. Any blood that comes out during this time is Yimei Tumah, is Dimei Tumah. For the first week, she did not see blood. So she's cleared her Zava status. The second week she sees blood, we're still in the 14 days, so that is going to be, that's still Tamei blood. Then what happens? That Tamei blood doesn't cease and flows into the after the week three. So according to Levi, Levi's going to say, well, listen, yes, they're two Mayanos, but since the Tameh blood never stopped, I never opened the Tahor Mayan. So it's continuous. That answers the question. That's why Beis Hillel says that the blood is Tameh Midoraisa, and the blood is Tameh when it's dry and it's moist, when it's moist and dry, because that is still the Oraisa Tumah.
How long does he have to stop again? Didn't they say just... A split of a second, I mean, just very, very minimal?
It's minimum amount of time. I don't know what the time period is.
Right, so you have to assume that a person goes to sleep at night, so the next morning you can't tell anymore.
So maybe that counts, but she says, Bishofas, a continuous flow.
She doesn't know.
Whatever Shofas, I don't know what it means. You asked a question about what it is. I don't know what it is. The answer, whatever that time period is, she's seeing the blood. Okay, now, Amrala Le Ravina Le Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, Amalan Rav Shemen min Sikhra, and who said in the name of Rav Shemen from Sikhra, Ikla Marzutra La'atrim, Marzutra came, in one time he came to our place, I guess to Sikhra, V'darash, he made a drasha, he says, Hilchus HaKivasi D'Rav L'Chumra, V'Hilchus HaKivasi D'Levi L'Chumra. We go according to both L'Chumra. What's L'Chumra for each cases? Again, Rav holds Mayan Echad, Levi holds Shtei Mayanos. So, what would be a Chumra case according to Rav? The Rav would be, if she is bleeding from her Yumei Tahara into her Yumei Tumah, she has these 14 days, gave birth to a girl. She has 14 days of Yumei Tahara, okay? She doesn't stop bleeding. From day 13, she's bleeding. Day 14, she's bleeding. Day 15, she's bleeding. She's still going to be considered Tameh, according to Rav, even if there's a little bit of time period that stopped, but she's still going to be considered Tameh because the Torah only allows her to be considered, right? If she bleeds, what? Rashi says, Kivase derav l'chumra. No, the other way around. The other way around. B'shofas, right. B'shofas b'toch shmonim la'achar shmonim dimitama. And the cases would be where she was bleeding during her tahor days. She's bleeding from her tahor days into her tummy days. From her tahor days into her tummy days. According to Rav, that blood on day 81 is still going to be considered tummy because it's Ma'ayan Echad. The Torah says on day 80 it's tahor, on day 81 it's tummy. According to Levi, if there's no cessation, we always view it as going from the same Ma'ayan. Levi has to have some sort of break in order to open the new spring. So in that case, according to Levi, if she bled on day 80, and then she bleeds again on if she bleeds from day 80, what would be the difference? Right, that's just chumrah. The hilchah of the Levi chumrah. The Levi chumrah is the other way. If she goes from her Yudalid into Tezvan, into Yemei Tuma, into the Yemei Tahara, we said that in that case, that is still considered coming from the original Ma'ayan, because the Torah only doesn't give you, the Torah only says you go to the second Ma'ayan if there's a cessation, if there's a break. Okay. Ravashi, I'm Hilchos HaKavasi, the Rav, Bein L'chula, Bein L'chumra. Ravashi says, no, we always go like Rav. Darish Bereman, Hilchos HaKavasi, the Rav, Bein L'chula, Bein L'chumra. Hilchos HaKavasi, the Rav, Bein L'chula, Bein L'chumra. We're always going down to Rav, Bein L'chula, Bein L'chumra. Okay, that was the easy part of today's talk. Now, we go to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah. What?
It was left.
That's easy.
That's
too hard
for you. Tomorrow,
it's not so easy tomorrow. Not so easy tomorrow. Okay, let's just keep in mind again the whole idea of the Midoraisa. You have a woman who sees a blood, so for 7 days it's considered a Nida. Right? A Nida, you have to wait. So on the day that she stops seeing blood, during her Yemei Nida, she stops seeing blood. At night she goes to Mikvah. Then you have the 11-day period of Yemei Ziva. You have the Zava Katana, as you see, 1 day. 3 days is Zava Gadola. If you're Zava Gadola, you have to wait 7 Shiva Nekiyim, and then she can go to Mikvah. Okay. Now a Yoleda, as we say, is considered a Nida Min HaTorah. That's considered Tumas Leda. For a Zachar, she's Tumas 7 days. For a Kavah, she's Tumas 14 days. And then after the 7 days for a man, for a boy, she has 33 clean days. And after 14 days for a girl, she has 66 clean days. Okay. And if she sees blood during either that 33 or 66 day period, that's considered Dam Tohar, but we're calling a nosebleed. And even though she's Asura to eat Shum V'Kachim, even though she's Dam Tohar, she's Asura to eat Shum V'Kachim. And after she completes the Yemei Tahara, she has to bring a carbon and a carbon yoledes and a chatlis. Fine. Now, we're talking about in the Mishnah here a case of a muberes, a pregnant woman who began to have the pains of birth, right? She began to have the birth pangs, right? And with the birth pangs, some blood started to come out prior to the birth. So this is called dam koshi. This is dam that came about because of the difficulty of giving birth. So the Mishnah is now going to deal with when this dam koshi is mitame and when this dam koshi is not mitame. So you have a woman, ha-makshe, right? A woman who has difficulty giving birth. She has the pains and the blood start to coming out. Nida. She's considered a Nida. She's considered Tumas Nida because of this blood. But we're going to see later that someone who's makshe during her Yemei Ziva is going to be Tahora. Context again is the May. Nida is even if it comes from no matter what blood comes out. Zava is only considered a Zava blood if it comes out from her body, not because of another factor, meaning because of the childbirth. So if we can ascribe this to childbirth, she's not going to be considered a Zava. Okay. So Kashta Shlosha Yamin Besoch Achar Asar Yom. So now she has these pains and sees blood for Chevli Leida 3 days. Three straight days during the 11th, which means during her Zava time period. During her Zava time period, Vishafsa, and then she stops. 3 days she sees, she has these pains and sees blood. On the fourth day, Vishafsa, she stops from Ace to Ace for a 24-hour period. And then the Yolda, she gives birth then afterwards without this, when an epidural comes to play with this. But she sees she doesn't, then she gives birth after she stopped having pains. Hareze yoledes bezov. This is going to be considered a woman who's yoledes bezov. Why? Because since she stopped for 24 hours, we're not going to ascribe the three previous days of blood to the child. That's going to be ascribed to the zov. So she's yoledes bezov in this case. Once she stopped having pain, it becomes clear that all the blood that she saw before the pain subsided, that was machmas atzma, it's called. It's called her own blood, and it's not machmas devlad. It's not childbirth blood, and she's a ziva. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. You have to have this 24-hour period. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Laila v'yom, kileli Shabbos v'yomo. Right, Laila v'yom, kileli Shabbos v'yomo. No, it's not the 24-hour period. Let's say she stopped at 3 in the afternoon. So if she sees the 3 in the afternoon the next day, that's not considered enough. She has to stop at 3 in the afternoon, then have the entire night, and then the entire next day. Let's say Shkia now is at 8 o'clock. So she stopped the pains at 3 in the afternoon. She's not going to be considered that, and in order for her not to be considered, Yoledes Bezov, she only can give birth like after Shkia on the next day. You have to have a complete Shabbos type day pass by, whatever the reason is. And what does it mean shvisa? What does it mean that she stopped? She shafsa min atzar v'lo min adam. That means she stopped having pain, but it doesn't necessarily mean that she, even if she didn't see blood. In other words, as long as she stopped having pain for a 24-hour period, we're going to view the blood that came out at 3 days beforehand as zava blood. In other words, she can stop having pain and still be bleeding. But as long as the pain stops, that's the key factor. The pain stops, therefore, again, so she saw for 3 days during her zava period. And then she had pain and saw blood, and then she stopped having pain, and then gave birth the next day. She's considered yoledes bezov because the 3 days of blood that she saw beforehand is going to be considered her own ziva blood. There's no issue here.
Sure is. Why don't you just say one comes from one comes from another? Now we always now any cast the label of tribute with one note, and that's it. One source, and that's it.
No, but he was going to say it's coming from that source. That's a proof that's still coming from the original source. If you had, that's his determining factor. He saw 3 days. She saw 3 days while she's having birth pains. So what are we attributing that blood to? So if she gives birth during that time period, we're going to attribute that blood to the dam later. It doesn't matter. You can delay that dam later. That original later blood is still coming. It doesn't change till after a week or two. So, Kamahi Kishua, how many days do we look back and say if she had birth pains, it's going to be that it's not going to be considered Dam Ziva? Right, Rashi says, Kamahi Kishua, Rashi says, the low asin de Ziva, b'chol dam shetira. I don't know what that means. Kamahi Kishua, how many days before she gave birth can we say that if she had birth pains and saw blood, that blood is not considered dam ziva? In other words, how many days back are we going to go? Let's say she had birth pains, she saw blood, and she doesn't give birth for another 50 days. Is that blood ziva blood or not blood? What's the story? So Gemara said, Ramei Omer, afilu arba v'chamesh yom. If she had these pains even 45 days back, we can attribute it to, and then she has 45 days. Right? Afilu arba v'chamesh yom. Rashi says, afilu arba v'chamesh yom. Im lo shafsa yom echad samach leida lo asi deziva lo habi leida. So that's if she has birth pains and blood for 40 days, 40 straight days. We're still going to attribute that blood to the leida, not to the ziva, but she had straight days of pain for 40 days. Rabbi Yehuda Omer da yachatcha, not just a month. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Omer in kisha yosim ishtei shabbos. So it's only 2 weeks. I guess the Gemara will deal with that maybe tomorrow. Okay, so the Gemara says, Gemara is going to ask on the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says hamach shenida. So Gemara says that lashon makes no sense. Atu kol hamach nida hi? What do you mean? If your maksha is considered nida, we just had it next place in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, if she has maksha laid, then she's a zava, depending on when the blood is. So Amarav nida liyoma. What happens is anyone who has birth pains is considered nida for 1 day. What does that mean? Rashi says, v'haki kamar hamaksha. She has birth pains. V'ro adam sees blood b'yemei ziva for 1 day during her yemei ziva. Even though it doesn't make her into a zava anymore, because if it doesn't make her into a zava, you need the 3 days. That day itself, we're going to say she can't have tashmish with her husband. At night she can go to mikvah. She doesn't have to do count the yom kineged yom. The Rachmanat Hayal Adam Koshi, because the Torah says it's not Koshi, but the Rabbanim are going to say if she sees blood, even during if she saw blood during her Nida time, well then it's a Nida. But during the blood during the Ziva time, you say for one day she's going to be considered a Nida. Shmuel Amar, but Shmuel says no. If you see blood, no. Shmuel says. There's a case is someone who has birth pains and she sees blood during Yimei Ziva, she cannot be Tovelis. We just said she can go to the mikveh at night. Shmuel says she cannot be Tovelis, that she cannot be Tovelis right away. The Chayshin and Shema Tishbe, Rechoshesh, maybe tomorrow she'll have it again. And the next day again. And then it turns out that the blood that she saw on day one wasn't Nida blood, it was Ziva blood. And she should have had to wait seven Shivanakiyim, right? The Chashin and Shema Tishbe, Rashi says, Shmuel Amar Av Tzrich Lishmo Yom Kenege Yom Midar Bonan. The Chashin and Shema Tishbe, Venimsa Shloha Yadam Koshi Machmas Vlad, Venimsa Mishamash Im Zava Katana, the Rais of Anush Chorus. If she sees the next day, she's also a Zava Katana. And you can't do that. So you have to wait until the time period elapses and then go to Mikvah. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar HaMakshah Eino Klum. Someone who's Makshah and sees blood during Yimei Ziva that counts for nothing. And she can have Tashrit her at that moment in time, at that day, because it is it's all tar. It's coming from the dam of the blood. She's not considered a ziva. You don't have to wait according to the. You definitely don't have to wait like Shmuel. You only have to wait one night according to Rav. You can go have beer with her right away. Gemara asks, "Mahakatani hamaksha nida." Doesn't the Mishnah say if someone who's maksha has birth pains, they get the din of a nida, which means that they get the din of a nida? So Amaraba, no, that's Bimei Nida Nida. If she gives, according to Rav Yitzchak, he's explained the Mishnah, which I think is the pashas of the Mishnah. If she's maksha Bimei Nida, she gets the din of a nida. Bimei Ziva, she's tahora. She's tahor. If she's maksha during the as a zava, then she's the din of a zava. But she's maksha during the nida. If she's makasha laid during her Yemei Ziva, then she's tahora. That one day doesn't count for anything. Okay.
So whole question on just how you do it. So, how do you have
Yudal Yom Nida Nida in the ninth month of pregnancy? Well, you still have to keep track. That's what I'm assuming. Yes, you still have to keep track. Maybe if she was seeing blood, the Gemara had the assumption that you can see blood during these time periods also.
But so we have to assume that
right. That's a threshold question. Okay. Vahatanya. So now we're gonna make a riot to Rabbi Yitzchak. But Tanya, we have a verse that says, "Hamakasha may nida." If someone has difficulty giving birth during the time days that would be her nida, then she's nida. V'may ziva tahora. So Ketzad, what's the case? Kashta yom echa. Let's say she had birth pains for one day, v'shaf tesnayim, and then she didn't have pains for 2 days. Or kashta shnayim, or she didn't have pain. She had pain for 2 days, v'shaf sa yom echa, and she didn't have pain for the last day. Or shafsa, she had pain. She didn't have pain. Kashta, she has pain. The chazra v'shafsa, then she has. So it's no pain on 3 days. Harezo you'll let it, and then she stopped. And then she gives birth later. Harezo you'll let it resolve. Since before giving birth, she stopped having pain for a day, that's considered you'll let it resolve. The blood that she had for those 3 days is you'll let it resolve. Aval shafsa yom echad, if she had no pain for 1 day. Vikashna shnayim, and then she had difficulty for 2 days. Right? Oh, shafsa shnayim. Of no pain, v'kashta yom echad, 1 day of pain. Osher kashta, she has 1 day of pain. V'shafsa, 1 day of no pain. V'chaz of a kashta, of a day of pain. Ein zeh yoledes bezov. That's not considered yoledes bezov because she had pain. She had pain continuous into her birth. The pain continued into her birth. So all the blood that she saw beforehand is going to be machmas the blood. As long as the pain runs into the birth, that's going to be considered dam vlad. If there's a cessation of pain, then we could possibly say the 3 days before is blood, is dam zav. Klalos shadavar. What's the klal? Koshi, like we just said, koshi samach leida. If there's pain close to the leida, angel leida bezov. Then she's not considered leida bezov because that is dam leida. Shofi samach leida. If there is no pain for a day prior to her giving birth, so there are harezu leida bezov. So then she can become a zava for the blood that she saw on the previous 3 days. Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Chananya, the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, says, "Kol shechal kishuya bashlishi shala." Any time that she has pain on the third day, even for 1 hour, afilu kol hayom b'shofi, even the rest of the day has no pain, ein ze yoledes bezov. We're going to consider because she doesn't have to have continuous pain. As long as she had pain during that 24-hour period, we're going to consider that as dam vlad. So we're not going to consider the 3 previous days as ziva. Gemara says klal shel davar in our brayso, which says klal shel davar lasuei mai. What that's coming to include? There's lasuya de Chananya to talk about the case of Chananya that you don't need to have the pain for the entire time period as long as during the 24 hours prior to childbirth you had pain. We're going to ascribe all the blood to the childbirth. Okay. Minani mili. Okay. The Brisa said that your makasha, right? Your makasha to the right. Minani mili. Where do we know? Right, this dam koshi is not metame v'imeziva, right? That's blood. That's considered as blood. The Tanur Rabbanan, the pasuk says by the zava, it says yishakis of zav dama yabim rabim below es nidasa tamehi. It says dama machmas asma below machmas valad. The only time ziva counts is if we can ascribe the blood to her, but if we can ascribe the blood to the vlad, that's not considered zava blood. So ata omer machmas vlad, you tell me that she's not considered ziva blood if she, from childbirth. Oh, in ela machmas onus. Maybe it's if some other external stimulus. What happens if she sees blood machmas onus? It's not some stimulus caused her to see blood during her ziva time. We say that she is considered a zav. But why? Maybe that's what dhamma comes to exclude. Why are you saying that dhamma is excluding dam vlad? Maybe dhamma should exclude dam onus. So the Gemara says, kishu omer the isha ki yazub zov dhamma hare onus amar. It says from the word zov, which means a flow. So hani mekayim. So zov means a flow, which means either onus. So Dhamma has to exclude something. The only thing that Dhamma is left to exclude is Dhamma Machas Asim Vlo Machas Vlad. It only excludes the Dham of the Vlad. So the Gemara says, well, why did you do it that way? Umari Isa Lataris of Vlad Tami Ba'onis. So the Gemara says, Mitar Nibi Vlad Shis Tara Acharav. I can make Vlad is easier to make me to be Mitar because Vlad is more in the Dham Vlad is more in the Parsha of Tahara because after the 14 days, there is such thing as Tara blood coming from childbirth. But it comes from ones because we don't have a concept of dam tahora for the days after. Let's say she sees riyah ba'ones. So there's no tar time the blood afterwards is going to be tar. By childbirth, it exists the concept of dam tohar. So adarab, we say, no, matar ani ba'ones, I should say that she's matar, the blood that comes out, again, during the 11 days ziva time period, blood that comes out, machmas ones, we should say that that is tahor. Shekain onus mizav tahor. Because by a man, if there's external stimulus that causes the flow, that doesn't count. The Torah says he's tahor. So the Gemara says, who cares? Has to be Isha Kamina. We're dealing with a woman. We're dealing with a woman. You have to deal with a woman. That was a man. So the onus be Isha lo askan. There's no content by an onus. By onus by a woman. Vibais ema. Or you can answer, how do you know that blood during Yemei Ziba is tahor? My daitach la tuhure ba onus latumi be vlad. You're going to tell me. So what are you going to say? You're going to say that she's tahor by ones, but she's tamei by vlad. That doesn't make sense. Ein lecha ones godol mizeh. Once you say ones...
I thought the opposite. Only in the woman that's concept of ones, not in men.
No. A man sees zav by ones, he's tahor. It has to be... If there's an external stimulus, then it's tahor. A woman by a ziva, if she sees it... If she sees blood, uterine blood is uterine blood.
No, but they say it's jumps that's an onus, and if you see blood, that's an onus.
That's kofetzis. That's for vestas. Mm-hmm. The kofetzis had to deal with the vestas of establishing her time period. What?
Not for this.
No, that's for establishing. Okay. If every time she jumps and she sees blood, does that establish that she has a vestas? So that means I know that if she jumps, she's going to see blood. That's what kofetzis was. I wasn't talking about the onus or not. Anytime she sees blood, they're excluding blood from childbirth, from the pains of the childbirth. Okay, so but the Gemara says, "Ibai same my daitech laturi ba'ones." You're going to say that she becomes tar ba'ones ultame b'vlad, and she becomes by giving birth. Ein lecha ones godol mizeh. Once you say that that ones blood, that blood from an ones is tahor, then how can you say that blood from the giving from child pain is tame? That's an ones also. It's an external stimulus. So the Gemara says. Ihachi. If this is how we're learning, we're going to learn that from the word dama means that if she gives birth during her that. Child pain blood during Yemei Ziva is Tahor, it should be the same thing during her Nida time period, during her Nida cycle. Ihachi, Nida Nami Nemo, because it says there's Zova, we should say Zova Machmas Asma, Velo Machmas Balad, and we know that's not the case in the Nida. But Nida, we said if she has childbirth, she is a Nida, pain, blood from childbirth, she is a Nida. Gemara says, Ata Omer Vlad Oen El Onas, because Omer V'isha Kitiya Zova, Hare Enos Amor, Mani Mekayim Zova, Zova Machmas Asma, Velo Machmas Vlad. She has the same Nimud. So Amar Reish Lakish, the Gemara says, no, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says by Yoledes, let's say by Nekeva, it says, V'shishim yom, v'shishim yom, teshev ad demei tahara. So Gemara says, teshev, yeshecho yeshiva acheres yehi kazo. you have a teshev, I guess, is extra. Because they could just say v'shisha yom, v'shishis yomim, d'mei tahara. That's considered her d'mei tahara. What's the word teshev? The extra word teshev. They learn out, teshev yishcha yeshiva cheres shehi kazo. There's another yeshiva, there's another time where if she sees blood, it's not considered t'meya. V'ezezo, what is that? Zo koshev meziva. That's koshi meziva. The aim is of koshi meida. Maybe means that the koshi from the main nida. Ella amar avua, nishmul amakra, v'tama shluaim k'tinidasa, v'lo k'sivasa. Mechalad v'sivasa tar v'ezo zo koshi meziva. It's the pasuk said that when she gives birth to a nekeva, she's tame for 14 days. So, and it says k'nidasa, like her nida, not like her ziva. Mechalad that there's a time when a ziva is tar. What time of ziva is tar? It's when she gives birth. V'hashlik siva tama shluaim k'nida. Now that it says that she's for 14 days, like a nida, damalamali. Why does the pasuk say, right? The pasuk says, "V'tamash v'ayim k'nidasa." Let's add the word damo somewhere. So Gemara says, "Ilav damo havamina k'nidasa v'lo kazivasa." Ba'filu v'shofi kamash malah. No, because if it just said nidasa, then you would have thought that anything during the ziva period would have been excluded and it would be tame, and you would have the idea that she has this if she has a cessation of the feeling. But now comes the teacher that if she has the 3 days, but then stops feeling pain for a day, that she still considers, and then she gives birth, she is going to consider a zav. It's not a blanket. It has some exceptions as well. Okay, I want to get a little further, but we'll stop here. Tomorrow's daf is a little harder. Okay.